You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning once again. Welcome back. WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitel, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is a really nice start here this morning. Had to bring out the jacket this morning coming into work. A bit cooler than we've seen. Temperatures in the upper 40s to begin the day. Right now, 49 degrees under sunny skies here in downtown Wausau at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Looks like it will be a very dry week. In fact, really the only chance of showers and thunderstorms is not even a great chance is on Wednesday night. Other than that, lots of sunny conditions, very moderate temperatures as well, with temperatures in the mid to upper 60s today, and then lower 70s after that. So again, a really nice week. In fact, going right through the weekend, a lot of sunny skies. Hopefully it will continue into next Monday as well, because next Monday, of course, is Labor Day.
Yes.
And want to let folks know about some changes for the Wausau Labor Day Parade. In fact, we'll talk a lot about this tomorrow morning, as Randy Ratke from the North Central Wisconsin Labor Council will be joining us. He is the leader of the council. We've had him on before, but not in a while. So it'll be great to talk to Randy Ratke tomorrow morning, get all the details on the change in the route when it comes to the Wausau Labor Day Parade. This year's parade will again be next Monday, September the 1st. The parade lineup will begin at 3 p.m. at Marathon Park. The parade will begin at 4 p.m. and will travel up Stewart Avenue to 2nd Avenue, down 2nd Avenue to Callan Street, and turn on South 3rd Avenue, ending up at the Wausau Labor Temple at 318 South 3rd Avenue. This year's parade, the Grand Marshal is Rob Hughes. Of course, we saw Rob over at Wausau East during the summer. We went and spoke to one of his classes, and he does so much work in terms of raising money and helping those in need, especially as we get really towards Thanksgiving. We talked about his Thanksgiving fundraiser, and we'll surely talk about that more as we get closer to Thanksgiving. But Rob Hughes will be the Grand Marshal for the Labor Day Parade. The Citizen of the Year will be Jason Kay of the IBEW 388. And the Organization of the Year will be the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers Local 6. And again, this year, I will be the parade announcer. I've done that for quite a few years now, more than a decade. I don't even know what year the first year was that I was the parade announcer. So, looking forward to that. So we'll learn more about the parade and the changes that are occurring, and talk about other issues with Randy Ratke tomorrow morning here on the program as well. Also coming up this week, in fact, coming up on Wednesday, we'll be talking to Christine Martins from Friends of Wausau Historic Landmarks. They have a couple of events they're going to talk about. And also, we'll talk about Gary Gisselman, who is such a major factor for that organization. The last time that we had folks from Friends of Wausau Historic Landmarks, Gary Gisselman was one of the guests as well, and he just recently passed away. And I know that the organization has been, remembering him. So we'll talk to Christine Martins on Wednesday morning when it comes to what's going on with Friends of Wausau Historic Landmarks. Thursday morning, we'll be joined by Sean Wright from the Grand Theater as their new season is underway. They had a fantastic concert last week with the Righteous Brothers. I know they brought down the house with one of the big early season events at the Grand.
Awesome.
We'll talk about what's coming up with the Grand Theater as well. And Friday morning, we'll talk to Paul Micklick about Wisconsin sports as well. So, again, lots going on when it comes to what's happening here in Central Wisconsin here on the WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO. I just looked and I saw that my camera had stopped, so I reset it. So okay. I didn't even know that we were off. I assumed I was on, but now we are back on. Friday and Saturday, I saw, again, some impressive crowds showing up to say that some things going on right now are not right. Friday, around lunchtime, there was another protest outside of Tom Tiffany's office in downtown Wausau. Lots of folks were out there to say to Congressman Tiffany, things are not right. Start focusing on the people here in the 7th Congressional District.
That's
and
right.
Not trying to suck up to people like Donald Trump and also some of the polluters out there as well. So continuing on those Fridays to let Tom Tiffany know that there are people watching what he is doing. And then on Saturday, there was another North Central Wisconsin Indivisible Rib Mountain rally to say that, hey, Donald Trump, what you're doing is wrong. It's not in the tradition of America. Mm-hmm. And people are trying to say again that we are watching, we are listening, we want you to listen, we want our voices to be heard. So again, good for the folks who are out there letting their voices be heard, because democracy does not work unless, number one, you are aware of what's going on. An educated populace is vital for what our system is about.
Indeed.
And also our voices being heard as well. So again, those events continue. Keep an eye out for your opportunities to go out and let your voice be heard. And that's not just a one-way street. Everybody who has a political opinion, be educated, be aware of what's going on, and go out there and let your voice be heard. So again,
that's right.
You want to see our democracy be strengthened, not weakened. And if you don't do anything in the way that Donald Trump and others are chipping away at our system, it is going to be weakened. But good to see the folks here in North Central Wisconsin out on both Friday and Saturday. The time is 7:29. We will have the Farm Report coming up. Also a look at our early week weather forecast, sports as well, and then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow coming up here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
If you want me, you can find me left of center off of the strip. In the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner out of the grid. If you want me, you can find me left of center off of the strip. In the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner out of the grid.
Good morning once again, everyone. The time is almost 7:53, up a couple of degrees here in downtown Wausau. Sunny skies continue, but now 51 degrees. Looks like it'll be a very nice start to the work week as we get to the final week of August. Yep, next Monday is September 1st. Next Monday is Labor Day. Some feel the unofficial end of summer as kids are getting back to school right after that in the public schools here in Central Wisconsin. Also, something we're keeping an eye on today. Later on this afternoon at 4 p.m., the Wausau Ethics Board is holding a meeting as they continue to look into the issues involving Mayor Doug Denny and the Dropbox. Of course, last week we had the story where Wausau Mayor Doug Denny cited due process in his bid to dismiss the ethics complaint. In case you've been under a rock for the last 11 months, of course, it was last September when Mayor Doug Denny removed a Dropbox from outside of City Hall in the run-up to the 2024 election, claiming that it was not secured. It was put in his office for a number of days before finally being returned to its rightful place outside of City Hall. There were no issues involved when the votes started coming in for the 2024 fall election. And again, Doug Dinney was told by multiple people that, no, you cannot just go out there and remove the drop box. So in the aftermath of that, ethics complaints have been filed. There's been a lot of talk. There's been investigation that we don't know really how far it's gone. Of course, the State Department of Justice is doing a investigation into Mayor Dinney and his actions. But today, the Ethics Committee at 4 p.m. will hold its meeting. And according to the agenda, they will have consideration of Mayor Dinney's pre-hearing motion to dismiss because of due process. The hearing involving the mayor and this issue is scheduled for next Tuesday. Actually, not next Tuesday. It would be the next a week from Friday, September the 5th at 10 a.m. Of course, there's been a lot of news recently concerning this situation, one of which has been the naming of a special prosecutor when it comes to the investigation of this event, I guess we'll call it.
Yeah.
As Fond du Lac County District Attorney Eric Toney is serving as the special prosecutor. This occurred about 2 weeks ago, where he was named the new special prosecutor. Marathon County District Attorney Kyle Mayo announced that he requested a special prosecutor to be appointed due to conflicts of interest and to ensure full transparency and impartiality.
We've talked about that already.
Yes, we did.
But we don't need to go into too much detail.
Well,
we have talked about it.
I will say.
The representative is a Republican, and not that that's a bad thing, but just we've been saying that there's a little bit of a favoritism when it comes to the prosecuting attorney and the person questioning. It's that it's always a Republican. I mean, if it's a Republican, it's a Republican. If it's a Democrat, it's a Republican, too. It just seems like there's a little bias there.
Well, what Kyle Mayo said in his news release, the Marathon County DA requesting the special prosecutor, full transparency and impartiality. Eric Toney, again, he is a Republican who ran unsuccessfully for Attorney General in 2022. You talk about impartiality. He previously said he believes the use of ballot drop boxes is illegal and wanted the state Supreme Court to outlaw them. Mm. In fact, when he was running for State Attorney General in 2022, he told conservative radio host Dan O'Donnell he does not believe ballot drop boxes are legal. I don't know how you are impartial in an investigation involving the removal of a ballot drop box. If you believe that ballot drop boxes are illegal, wouldn't you be prone to agree with the mayor of Wausau in his removal of the drop box?
I would say so.
So, I mean, when he was on the radio back in 22, he said, "I think the Waukesha judge that restricted ballot drop boxes got it right. The Court of Appeals obviously disagreed, and thankfully we have a Supreme Court here in Wisconsin that I'm hopeful will come to the essential and same conclusion as the judge in Waukesha and will limit the use of ballot drop boxes." At the time, the Supreme Court in Wisconsin was conservative in terms of its majority. Yeah. Since then, that has changed. But now, as special prosecutor, Toney will be responsible for reviewing the DCI's investigation and determining if additional investigation is needed. It's up to him to decide whether or not the investigation continues. He could say, it's all over. It's done. No harm, no foul. Let's move on. But we'll see. We will see. So again, September the 22nd of last year. So we are over 11 months into this and we're still waiting, but we could be moving forward. Again, today at 4 p.m., the Wausau Ethics Committee will be deciding whether or not Mayor Dinney's request to have the charges removed from the Ethics Committee. And then the Ethics Committee scheduled to have its hearing next week, Friday. So we could be moving forward to getting some sort of judgment in this very long process involving the removal of the drop box back in late September of 2024.
That would be a productive.
And again, we need to find out either this was something the mayor was able to do or it was something the mayor was not able to do. We need some sort
results.
Of decision. Exactly. Because we will have similar circumstances in the future if we don't have a ruling made in this matter.
Absolutely.
The time is 7:59. Coming up, top of the hour news update, news, weather, and sports. We'll be back at 8:22. Included at the end of that segment will be our number for the day quiz for this Monday. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 W. Welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. This will be our final morning report for this morning. Again, starting today, we have pushed our morning reports up half an hour, so make sure you join us at 6:52 a.m., 7:22, 8:52, and 8:22 as part of the morning program with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO. We will have our number for the day in just a few minutes. But first, this was week number one of the high school football season. We wrapped things up. We had three big broadcasts and three wins. Thursday night, Wausau West opened their season up with a win over Superior.
Nice.
Newman Catholic won at Florence. And then Friday night, we had Wausau East at Westby, and the Lumberjacks defeated Westby by a score of 30-6. If you missed any of the broadcasts, you can again go to our sports page, WXCO.fm, and then go to WXCO Sports and be able to listen and download and relive all the exciting action of our high school sports. And again, if you are on Spotify or any other podcast server, just search WXCO Sports and be able to listen to all of our sports broadcasts right there as well. In the Wausau East win on Friday, Xander Klein had 243 yards passing and two touchdowns. Henry Maas had three catches for 134 yards and two touchdowns, both long touchdowns of 66 and 61 yards. Caden Meverden, five catches, 95 yards, and Ian Stahl had 101 yards rushing as well. Also, Friday night, Marathon started off their season with a win, 33-0 over Pittsville. True Thurs was very efficient passing, 15 of 18 for 256 yards and two touchdowns. His top target was Fred Tylinski, who had seven catches, 91 yards, and a score. And Grant Salber had 11 tackles in the win on defense for Marathon. Grant Salber, in fact, after that 11-tackle performance helping Marathon to the shutout win, will be our student athlete guest on Wednesday for the Big High School Sports Show. Wednesday night, 6 till 8 p.m., right here on 98.9 WXCO. Mosinee, in a big one, got past Stratford, snapping Stratford's long win streak. Mosinee beat Stratford 26-19. Treve Stoffel, 13 of 18 passing, 150 yards and two touchdowns, added 52 yards on the ground and a touchdown, and was on defense as well. 10 tackles and two interceptions. So Treve Stoffel did everything very well for Mosinee in their week one win. It was also on Friday night, Merrill falling to Osceola 35-13. Edgar started their season off with a win 44-6 over Ladysmith. Tomahawk defeated Crandon 42-6. Abbotsford fell to Loyal Greenwood 24-12. And Auburndale over Spencer Columbus 35-27. Coming up this week, we have a pair of high school football broadcasts. On Thursday night, make the long trek to Hudson as the Wausau West Warriors take on the Hudson Raiders Thursday night again. Pregame show at 6:35, opening kickoff at 7 p.m. right here on 98.9 WXCO and online. And then on Friday night, big night at Newman Catholic, they open up the renovated Ballyett Field. Play for the first time under the lights at Newman Catholic. The brand new artificial turf as well. Newman Catholic against Wild Rose. We'll have that one live. 6:35 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening kickoff on Friday. So Wausau West football Thursday at 6:35 and Newman Catholic football on Friday at 6:35 right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. All right, it's time for our first edition of the week of the Number for the Day quiz. And you've had winning weeks the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a good run the last couple of weeks. So we'll try to start off another good one here in the final week of August.
I'm ready.
All right. So again, we give Ian 3 choices when it comes to our number for the day. 1 is correct, 2 are incorrect. So 33%, basically. So anything above 33% is a passing grade for the week. Below 33% is a failing grade. More right than wrong is a winning week. 4 out of 5 right is an A grade. And 5 out of 5 is a gold star perfect week. Yesterday was a big day in Milwaukee as the Milwaukee Brewers honored the late Bob Uecker. Yeah. It was really, really impressive what they were able to accomplish in that wonderful ceremony. But our number for the day is, what was Bob Uecker's career batting average?
Career batting average.
Bob Uecker was a Major League Baseball player for the Braves, the Phillies, and the Cardinals during the 1960s. What was Bob Uecker's career batting average?
Okay.
Your choices are 200, 220, or 240.
Bob Uecker's
200, 220, or 240. He talked about this during the years. It was kind of famous what Bob Uecker's batting average was as for his career. So 200, 220, or 240.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to say... Final answer, I'm going to say 220. A 220 is my final answer. I'm going to say that, 220.
Bob Uecker hit a even 200 in his Major League Baseball career.
Oh, boy.
So he talked about the, not being a great Major League Baseball player, but he was a solid defender, but a 200 hitter. So 0 for 1 so far this week.
That's still very impressive, though.
Absolutely. Well, the time is 8:29. More of Pat Kreitlow coming up. We'll be back with the WXCO Morning Report again tomorrow morning, starting at 6:52 a.m. So stick around for more, Pat, and Ian, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yep. I'll see you tomorrow, Chad.
Back to Pat in a moment here on WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
On Friday night, the Ian.
Oh, yep.
But no, you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, I think it does bother a lot of them more than they admit, you know.
Well, I mean, where do we go? How do we get from family values to this?
This, yep,
I
yep.
mean, yep. You know, they all want, you know, everything to be so.
I just, I grew up in an evangelical Lutheran household, and my uncle was an evangelical pastor. He retired now, but me and him used to go at it all the time. About, he always, with Bill Clinton, you know. Oh, he lied. How can you support something? So I brought that to his attention the last time I seen him. And Trump, that's a different story, though. You know what I mean?
I don't get it. I mean, that would drive me nuts.
Yeah.
That is just crazy. That is hypocritical.
Yep.
And the thing about it.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.